Further discussion on the amendment?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Cooper.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I strongly oppose this amendment and would ask my colleagues to do so as well. Mr. Franks is a great member of the subcommittee. You will notice that his language is not in the subcommittee mark. There's a reason for that. While Mr. Franks has very legitimate concerns on a couple of points, number one, space is a new warfighting domain, and the subcommittee is responding to that in the strongest possible way with the Space Corps, something we've already discussed tonight, so I won't repeat. Second, Mr. Franks wants to be on top of the technology, and that is great, and in several NDAAs, he has asked for reports from the military. That's outstanding. But this amendment really goes beyond that. And these are what I would characterize as illegitimate concerns. Because when you talk to the real experts in the field, such as Admiral Searing, who most people have the highest regard for, who's just completing an extended tour of duty as head of the Missile Defense Agency, his quote is this, as follows, and this is in a response to a question from Mr. Franks at a hearing. When Mr. Franks asked whether space-based interceptors would give the U.S. a leading edge, Director Searing responded, quote, "If it was technologically feasible and affordable, which I think both in my mind at this point, the answer is no, the answer would be yes to your question. I have serious concerns about the technical feasibility of the interceptors in space, and I have serious concerns about the long-term affordability of a program like that." End of quote. Now, no one is all-seeing, and there's a possibility that the technology could mature. But I think rather than humoring Mr. Franks on an amendment like this at this point, there are three fundamental reasons we should say no. One, by hitting up all the other services for $9 or $10 million apiece, that hurts legitimate defense needs. Now, you can say it's a small amount of money, but each service will begrudge giving up the $9 or $10 million. Number two, I think it undermines the real consensus we have in the subcommittee and in the full committee, and I hope in this Congress, supporting real missile defense. That's been a long time coming, but now it's here. You've seen the harmony in the Strat-4 markup. I don't think we've ever had such a brief or harmonious time, and that's good for national defense to be bipartisan and strong. This undermines that. And third, if you really care about this topic, and be a man and raise real money and pay for it.